From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, July 14th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for the Columbia Green Media that the Greenport Planning Board is expected to vote later this month on the A. Colarusso & Son proposed Hall Road project. The road would connect the Colarusso facility on Newman Road and the Hudson waterfront. The board announced the upcoming vote at a special meeting on Tuesday, July the 11th, after it completed the second portion of the full environmental assessment form. After examining external factors such as transportation, air quality, and impact on wetlands, the board determined the road would have little to no impact on the surrounding environment. The New York State Parks, Recreation, and Historical Preservation Office also submitted a letter stating that the road would not negatively impact nearby cultural or art centers. Colarusso's application to widen the Hall Road has been under consideration by both the Greenport and Hudson Planning Boards for several months. The Greenport Board was named by the state as the lead agency in the review process. If approved on July 25th, the application will then be presented to the Columbia County Board of Supervisors. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Clyburg Free Library announced on Thursday, July the 13th, that it has received a construction grant from the New York State Education Department, Division of Library Development. The effort to convert the former A.B. Shaw Firehouse, located on Route 23B in the village, began more than 5 years ago. According to a press release from the library, construction is currently underway both inside and outside of the building. Work to be completed this summer includes new entrances on both the Route 9H and the Route 23B sides of the building, as well as site grading. The library will also be acquiring its heating and cooling system and installing insulation and sprinklers. Receipt of the $88,000 award from the state ed kicks off a $200,000 fundraising campaign. Jane Case, president of the library's board of trustees, said, and I quote, "We have made great strides. Now, thanks to the generosity of our neighbors, local businesses, foundations, and state construction funding, we are within reach of our exciting new library," end quote. To read the full press release, go to clabricklibrary.org. Ariel Zangler reports in the Daily Freeman that a portion of the Broadway Commons property in Kingston, the site of the former King's Inn Motel in Midtown, will be renamed in memory of Pauline Oliveros. Oliveros was an internationally celebrated avant-garde composer and musician who lived in Kingston and died November the 24th at the age of 84. The Kingston Common Council voted unanimously on July the 11th to rename a portion of the property at 615 Broadway as the Deep Listening Plaza in honor of Pauline Oliveros. The Kingston Arts Commission, which made the request to honor Oliveros, will hang a plaque. Alderwoman Nina Dawson, Democrat Ward 4, said prior to the council's vote, and I quote, "This is an amazing woman, and I think what we're doing here is very, very important," end quote. Oliveros worked with John Cage and others, and her Center for Deep Listening is at RPI in Troy. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Dan Friedman reports at Capital Confidential that Republicans released their latest bill to cut taxes and health care for Americans, and the new bill still included the New York-specific amendment co-authored by Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook. Faso's amendment moves Medicaid costs from New York counties to the state, providing homeowners with an average $500 lower tax bill. Governor Andrew Cuomo said that will force a tax increase to cover the cost. New York Senator Chuck Schumer tweeted that the bill, and I quote, "guts protections for people with pre-existing conditions, kicks millions of Americans off Medicaid, decimates states' ability to combat opioid addiction, and imposes an age tax on older Americans," end quote. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Matthew Hamilton reports in the Albany Times-Union that an appellate court overturned July the 13th the conviction of former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver on corruption charges. Silver was sentenced to 12 years in prison in May of 2016, but has remained on bail. Acting U.S. Attorney for the Southern District June H. Kim said they will retry the Manhattan Democrat. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals cited a Supreme Court decision in the case of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, which narrowed the definition of bribery. The appellate judges said that instructions given to the jury were erroneous in light of that Supreme Court decision about McDonnell. The decision read, and I quote, "We further hold that this error was not harmless because it is not clear beyond a reasonable doubt that a rational jury would have reached the same conclusion if properly instructed, as is required by law for the verdict to stand," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Debbie Mayer reports in the Columbia paper that no one spoke June 20th during a public hearing for Germantown's proposed renovation of the town's wastewater treatment plant, so the town board approved a revised resolution for the improvements. The cost of the renovation is still $2.5 million, with only minor legal language being changed. The Germantown board meets next at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, July the 18th, at Town Hall, 50 Palatine Park Road. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Finally, Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that the New York police troops on both sides of the Hudson River have new commanders. Pierce Gallagher has been promoted from captain to major and has been appointed commander of Troop F on the west side of the Hudson River, including Ulster, Greene, Sullivan, Orange, and Rockland counties. Major Robert Gregory will lead Troop K on the east side, including Dutchess, Columbia, Putnam, and Westchester counties. Gallagher currently leads the Troop F Bureau of Criminal Investigation, and Gregory has led the New York State Intelligence Center and the Special Investigations Unit. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today with a temperature high near 82 degrees. There will be additional periods of showers with some thunderstorms likely into Friday evening, while some locations may experience some brief downpours. Overall, heavy rain threat looks to be less significant compared to the past few days. For Friday night, patchy fog after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Now the forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a chance of showers mainly before 10 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 63. Sunrise today was at 5:30 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:31 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 1 minute of daylight, about 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 14th day of July, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.